This is Radio Nepal. I'm Srijana Vastola with the news. The headlines first. Nepal celebrating 21st National Paddy Day today. Landslide affects across country with increase in rainfall. And Sri Lanka inflation climbs as food prices rise. Now the news in detail. Today, the entire nation joins together in celebrating the 21st National Paddy Day, a cherished occasion deeply rooted in Nepali culture. Designated as Asar Pandra in the Nepali calendar, this day holds special significance as both National Paddy Day and Paddy Cultivation Festival since its establishment in 2004 AD by the government. Throughout the country today, people are engaged in diverse activities to mark this joyous occasion, from the traditional act of rice plantation to releasing delectable street-like curd and beaten rice. The festivities encompass an array of cultural programs. A paddy plantation program was organized at Rashtrapati Bhavan Sital Niwas this morning on the occasion of National Paddy Day 2024. On the occasion, President Ramchandra Podil, along with First Lady Sabita Podil, participated in the paddy planting program organized by the Office of the President. President Ramchandra Podil, in his message of best wishes on the occasion of the 21st National Paddy Day today, has said that it is imperative to make the government, farmers and stakeholders concerned aware and active to increase rice production and productivity. President Podil also underlined the need to minimize climate change's impact on rice farming and also reiterated that the state's entire attention should be focused on improving irrigation facilities in the country and modernizing the agricultural sector. Similarly, Prime Minister Puspakamal Dahal Prachanda has said the government is at work to make the country self-sufficient in rice and food grains. Addressing the 21st National Paddy Day and Rupai Jatra organized by Bharatpur Metropolitan City in Chitwan today, Prime Minister Dahal reminded that the government had announced the Agricultural Decade Program in its policies program and budget in a bid to reduce production cost and increase productivity. Prime Minister Dahal mentioned that the country could be made self-sufficient on paddy, providing irrigation facilities, seed and fertilizers smoothly and easily, and adopting mechanization. The incidence of landslides have been increasing with the rise in rainfall across the country. All five members of a family have been confirmed dead when their house was buried in a landslide triggered by last night's rainfall in Malika rural municipality of Kulmi. According to the superintendent of police, Razan Bujail of District Police Office Kulmi, Bes Bahadur BK, aged 56, along with his wife, daughter-in-law and two granddaughters of Karel Pata in Malika rural municipality 6, died in the fatal incident and their bodies have been recovered from the debris. Similarly, a woman and her three-year-old daughter died when their house was buried in a landslide at Bangi of Fedikola rural municipality of 5 of Siangja last night. According to police sub-inspector Amrit Pujal, both the mother and daughter were asleep when the landslide struck their house. Likewise, the couple was buried in a landslide along with their house at Kandibas in Galkot municipality 8 of Baglung. According to Superintendent of Police Rishi Ram Kadel of the District Police Office, Prem BK, aged 55, and his wife were buried in the landslide that took place last night. Meanwhile, the Baglung section of Mid Hill Highway has been blocked due to landslides triggered by continuous rainfall since Friday. The Kali Gandaki corridor and Baglung Kusmisera Road also remain blocked. The Foreign Employment Demand Letters verification will be done through an online system from the first day of the new fiscal year. In the orientation program with the officials of Ministry of Foreign Affairs on Friday, Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Foreign Affairs Naren Kaji Shrestha said that the verification of the demand letters will be done online and also directed everyone to follow the new system. For the effective management of the foreign employment records, the government is now ready to start the new online system of verification. Minister Shrestha also directed the officials to manage the information effectively of all Nepalese living abroad on foreign employment regarding their present status, search operations, rescue and bringing bodies of the deceased to their home country. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. According to official data, crisis has hit Sri Lanka's annual inflation that almost doubled to 1.7% in June, up from 0.9% the previous month, as food prices begin rising again. The Census and Statistics Department data came days after Sri Lankan secured a deal with its bilateral creditors to restructure $10 billion in debt, a key condition to maintain an IMF bailout program. At the height of Sri Lanka's economic crisis, when it defaulted on its foreign debt in 2022, inflation had risen to nearly 70%. The Central Bank of Sri Lanka expressed hope that it would be able to maintain overall inflation between below 5% for 2024. A Ukrainian drone attack on a house in Russian border village killed 5 people, including 2 children, on Saturday. The drone hit a house in the village of Gordas, a tiny village in Russia Kursk region, and just a few meters from the border with Ukraine. Kursk's governor, Alexei Smirnov, posted the telegram expressing grief to the incident. The attack was with a copter-style drone, a small device that can be fitted to carry grenades or other explosives that are dropped over targets. Both sides have used drones, including larger self-detonating craft with ranges of up to hundreds of kilometers, extensively throughout the conflict, which began in February 2022. Ukraine has stepped up its attacks on Russian territory this year, targeting both energy sites. UN spokesperson Stephanie Zurich said that the new Israeli ground offensive in Gaza City's Suzaya neighborhood forced the displacement of at least 60,000 residents, while Israel's military operations in the Al-Mawasi area of southern Gaza has resulted in 5,000 people displaced and many casualties. According to Al Jazeera, 6 people, including 4 children, have been killed and at least 15 others wounded in Israeli military strikes on residential homes in Gaza City overnight. Casualties were also reported in an attack on central Gaza's Maghazi refugee camp. 4 Israeli soldiers were reported killed and 5 wounded in the Suzaya neighborhood, as Palestinian armed groups say that they are engaged in close-quarter battles with Israeli forces in the area. The UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees said that people in Gaza are living in bombed-out buildings and in tent camps situated beside giant piles of putrid waste, and their conditions described as unbearable as starvation intensifies and fears of disease increase. At least 37,765 people have been killed and 86,429 wounded in Israel's war on Gaza since October 7th. The death toll in Israel from the Hamas-led attacks is estimated at 1,139, with dozens of people still held captive in Gaza. Now, the general weather forecast for the country. Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be generally to mostly cloudy throughout the country today. Later this afternoon, there is a possibility of light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning in some places of Kosi, Bagmati, Gandaki and Lumini provinces, and a few places in the rest of the country. Furthermore, tonight there is a possibility of heavy rain in a few places of Kosi, Bagmati, Gandaki, Lumini and Sudarpashchim provinces, and at one or two places in the remaining part of the country. At present, there is a partial influence of monsoon air throughout the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Nepal celebrating 21st National Paddy Day today. Landslide affects across country with increase in rainfall. And Sri Lanka inflation climbs as food prices rise. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.